Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel today are mostly clear with a gentle breeze. It's a wonderful day to be outside, especially in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Eilat is enjoying warm temperatures. As evening approaches, expect a mild night. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier this hour that a commander responsible for rebuilding Hezbollah's Radwan force was killed. The IDF confirms more than 150 Hezbollah terrorists were eliminated in final strikes before a ceasefire. Also, Mariv reported 2 hours ago about a rift within the Iranian leadership. This could threaten the ceasefire as the Revolutionary Guards fired at ships after an announcement regarding the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Times of Israel details an incident from earlier today where an IDF reservist was killed and 9 others wounded by an explosive in southern Lebanon during the ongoing ceasefire. Separately, Israel Hayom shares that a 27-year-old from Ofakim is accused of trading M16 magazines for cash. The indictment claims he collaborated with a female soldier to obtain the weapon. And finally, I-24 News confirms, just 23 minutes ago, that the IDF says it killed over 150 Hezbollah operatives in final strikes before a ceasefire. From X, the latest. I-24News_EN, an international broadcaster, posted just minutes ago confirming the IDF's report of over 150 Hezbollah operatives killed before the ceasefire. The Daily Mail shared 22 minutes ago that women under Hamas rule in Gaza describe sexual abuse by fighters. Al Arabiya Eng reported 25 minutes ago, confirming the Israeli army's claim of killing Hezbollah's Bint Jail area commander, Ali Rida Abbas. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Ynet report, the strikes on Hezbollah were part of a broader campaign targeting about 300 locations in Lebanon. The move aims to weaken Hezbollah's military capabilities ahead of a fragile ceasefire. This escalation raises concerns about the ceasefire stability in the region. Turning to the Iranian leadership rift reported by Mariv, the Revolutionary Guard's aggressive response in the Strait of Hormuz highlights divisions that could jeopardize the ceasefire. This tension between political and military leaders in Iran could influence regional stability. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel's report on the IDF reservist's death during the ceasefire underscores ongoing risks. The incident in southern Lebanon highlights challenges in maintaining the ceasefire amidst ongoing tensions. This raises questions about the ceasefire's effectiveness on the economic front. First, Mariv Business reveals a new luxury project in Tel Aviv. The Musa project will feature opulent residential towers and low-rise buildings in the city's north, with prices starting at $5 million for a two-room apartment. Separately, CTEC reports that an Israeli startup, Cooling Crops, aims to combat climate change with agricultural technology. This innovation lowers crop temperatures and restores soil, promising a sustainable future for farming. And finally, Israel Hayom Business introduces Capsule Security, a cybersecurity startup. Recently unveiled during a fundraising round, it secured $7 million. The company offers a security layer for AI agents, positioning itself at the forefront of tech innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.